These variants on the old English folk song Dives and Lazarus are, in Vaughan Williams' own words, not exact replicas of traditional tunes but rather reminiscences of various versions in my own collection and those of others. Premiered in Carnegie Hall as part of the 1939 New York World's Fair, this work is a wonderful example of the composer's trademark sumptuous textures and modal tonalities. Franz Joseph Haydn, 1732-1809, had a long musical career, beginning in childhood as a chorister and continuing well into his later years. A friend of Mozart and teacher of Beethoven, he was pivotal in the evolution of fundamental genres of classical music, such as the symphony and string quartet. Ever the innovator, in his works for soloist and orchestra, Haydn explored writing for solo instruments other than the more usual piano or violin. His two extant cello concertos, together with his trumpet concerto, are today the best known of his concertos. In his D major cello concerto, written in 1783, he creates a sound world which displays the soloistic potential of the cello, liberated from its customary role of providing the bass line. Its cheerful, amiable character belies its virtuosic writing, particularly in the outer movements. These explore the cello's highest register and include brilliant scale passages and multiple notes played simultaneously. By contrast, the central, slow movement shows off the cello's ability to spin a cantabile line.